Welcome to the Manifesting Latina podcast, where you'll learn to unlock your incredible power of manifestation and connect deeply with yourself. I'm Dr. Norma Reyes, your guide and host, helping you manifest a life filled with purpose, abundance, and inner wisdom. Together, we'll dive into the art of manifestation, practical techniques, personal growth, and the magic of aligning with your deepest desires. No more feeling stuck or disconnected. It's time to awaken your inner manifester. Embrace your spirituality and create a life that truly resonates with your soul. Tune in each week to the Manifesting Latina podcast and begin to manifest your dream life. Hey everyone, welcome back. This episode, as promised, is all about quantum leaping. So first, what is quantum leaping? What does it mean? And most importantly, how do you do it, right? And why would you want to do it? So first, let me try to explain quantum leaping in the most simplest way possible. And if you still feel like you can't quite get it, just listen to the episode a few times, because quantum leaping is literally jumping into the future. I guess that's the simplest way to say that, but it's also not jumping into the future because the future isn't here yet, right? It's not something that is actually already planned out. I don't believe that we have like a destined written future, but there's things in our lives that we want to accomplish. And we'll accomplish them, of course, if we are on the path to accomplish them. But that's also something else. Let's go ahead and talk about quantum leaping. So quantum leaping in manifesting means making a big change in your life by using the ideas from quantum physics and the power of your mind and intentions. I'll say that again. It is bringing big changes into your life by using the idea from quantum physics in the power of your mind and intention. So it is moving from one place to another very quickly without the usual steps. You know, so not following the usual way that people can see, like, you know, instead of taking steps 1, 2, 3, 4, you're taking steps 1 to 4. Right, to give you guys a visual. So what you're doing is you are collapsing time. And in this timeline or others, okay, so it's important to know that there are multiple realities, whether you believe them or not, they exist. And that's why quantum leaping exists. And I'm going to give you guys an example of how I quantum leaped without knowing that I did until I had the words for it in realizing, oh, this is why I felt this way. And I've talked about it before in a different sense. So for me, quantum leaping also reminds me a lot of when people tell you to embody a feeling. And so that's how I learned about quantum leaping and how to do it, is about embodying. But quantum leaping also goes into the science. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Just a little bit, just so you guys can understand the science behind quantum leaping. So in quantum physics, quantum leaping is when tiny particles can be in many places at once and move between these places without traveling through space and time. Without traveling through space and time. So this shows that reality isn't fixed, but it's full of possibilities. And our thoughts and feelings can shape it. AKA manifest it. When you apply this to manifesting, quantum leaping means tapping into the world where all kinds of things can happen. Then you use your thoughts and feelings to pick the outcome you want. By focusing on what you want and letting go of any doubts and staying positive, you can make your dreams come true faster. So this is using a lot of different ways, a lot of different thinkings to quantum leap. I talked about I'm doing a meditation daily through the month of April through a challenge that one of my manifestation coaches having us do. And when I signed up for the challenge and signed up for the coaching, I hadn't really put two and two together, but we're literally doing it during the eclipse energy. an eclipse energy is really great for quantum leaping. So a way that sometimes it happens to us without us really knowing is like when you get laid off, a layoff can spark a quantum leap because it literally shifts your reality, the timeline that you were in. And had you not been laid off, you wouldn't have been taking those steps that you are now taking. So that's another way that quantum leaps can kind of happen upon us is during the eclipse energy, things shift. I had a partner who left me in 2013. Suddenly it was like just out of nowhere. That's another story. But then like 2 weeks later, I met my husband. So, had that not happened, I wouldn't have shifted into the reality where I did meet my husband and who I eventually married. So those are ways that quantum leaking can happen to you, and you can kind of look back and think to your own life on when big shifts happen, but they couldn't have happened if like one or two other things hadn't happened, right? Maybe somebody left you, maybe you moved, maybe somebody passed away, unfortunately, which led and sparked you to do something else. So again, quantum leaping isn't about following the usual rules of time and space, and instead it's about believing in yourself and trusting that the universe has amazing things in store for you. So I actually did get laid off in 2010, so that was probably another quantum leap for me, because if I hadn't been laid off, I would have continued working where I was working and maybe not have grown in ways that I needed to. So I'm going to share with you guys a quantum leap that happened to me, and then I want to go over some pros and cons. And then I also created a meditation where you can do a mini quantum leap, just kind of harvest that energy for yourself, and you can listen to it a couple of different times, different days, just to kind of continue to visualize this reality that you are wanting to quantum leap. Now, when you quantum leap, it's important to know that there's pros and cons to it, and I'm going to share with you all in a bit. So first, let me tell you guys about my experience in quantum leaping. In 2020, and I've talked about this before, and let me backtrack just a tiny bit. So I will tell you guys that something that I enjoy doing is looking at houses. What's interesting is at the time I was looking at maybe homes in the 200 to 300 range here in Texas. And now I still enjoy looking at houses, but now I'm looking at like close to $1 million homes here in Texas. And it's funny now because if I look at homes that are in that $200, $300 range, they no longer bring me that like excitement of, ooh, I would like that. But $1 million homes do. And so back to May 2020. I was doing my usual thing of looking at houses. I happened to look at a house that wasn't too far away from where we currently were living, and it was 400,000. Now, prior to looking at this house, I had began telling my family that it's important for us to start cleaning the house like we would if it was our $1 million home. And this is where I'm saying, like, I learned embodying as maybe quantum leaping, and they are similar but different ways to manifest, really. And so, to me, in my mind, was like, oh, I got to start treating this home like I would our $1 million home. Now, we didn't move into a $1 million home. I'll just say that disclaimer. It was like a $350,000 home, which was still a big leap. And now I'm thinking this, like embodiment is you doing the actions to quantum leap. Like that's what keeps coming into my mind as I'm talking about this. So in order to quantum leap, you need to embody that self, that person, the things that they would be doing to do the leap. So I had, cajoled my family to do this with me, and they were doing it, right? We were all gung-ho and doing these things, but we hadn't actually started the process of getting approved for a loan or anything like that. Like we were at $0 saved to buy a home. I saw this house that was 400. It was on an acre. And I want to share this. So in 2014, I had applied for loan financing to see if I could get another loan for another house. And this is where sometimes we get rejected and we get told something and we feel like, oh, we feel angry, right? We feel upset. We feel like, oh, things aren't working out. And that's probably how I felt. It's, 2014 is quite a long time ago. So I can't really tell you exactly how I felt. I just know that what I really remember is just feeling like the realtor wasn't really trying to help me. And so I had gotten approved for 175 at the time. And I was kind of like, eh, like, okay, well, I don't want to move if my home, I bought it for 142 at the time. And I'm like, and he was saying that the value of the home was about that. And so I was like, no, I don't want to move. And maybe it was like another time. Maybe it was in 2014. I don't really remember the dates, but it was way before 2020. And so fast forward to 2020. There's this house. It's just me working. My husband is home with the kids because he's going to school. And honestly, like, I wasn't sure what kind of loan we could be approved for since it was only my income. And it's 2020. I tell my husband I want to look at this house. And usually, when I would say I want to go look at this house, we didn't actually like go visit that. Like, we would just drive by. That's like my thing to do. Or we'd go buy new home builds or open houses and we'd go check out houses that way. And so he was like, okay, I want to look at the house, but I want to go inside and look at the house. Now, I don't have a realtor at this time and I don't, I'm not approved for a loan or anything to have a realtor help me. And so, a realtor is going to help you after you've done the process or started working with them or whatever. And they're not going to do it from one day to the next. Luckily, I happen to know someone that was a realtor. And I told him, hey, we want to look at this house. And he knew like that we weren't necessarily looking, but he's like, yeah, sure, I'll take you. I'll take you. Like, he looked it up and I think we went either that same day or the next day. It was very soon after. And this is also 2020, guys. So, yeah. What's going on during that time? And so we're there, we're checking it out, and my husband's actually sold. He's like, let's do it. And I was kind of like, I don't know about this house, but to me, I didn't care that he was sold on the house. I was just sold on the he wanted to do it. And so I was like, are you sure you want to do this? You want me to like follow this process? And I did. And we were approved for 400. And I was like, oh my God, I was shocked that I was approved for that amount of money because one, I wasn't approved for that much before. And two, like, I didn't know what we could be approved for. So then that started the let's look for a house. And so that was May of 2020. And then in June of 2020, we listed my house and was also looking for a house and at the same time. And so we did find our house and that whole process happened. And then we listed our house and it took one day, which was actually, I was so happy that all the process happened so quickly because I was very stressed out about the idea of having to show the house, clean the house. We had dogs at the time, and how we would get me and the kids all out of the house to show the house when people wanted the house to be shown and keep the house clean. But anyway, the house sold in one day. It had, I think, like four or five viewings and then sold. Or I had offers, multiple offers, which was just crazy. But of course, this was May, June 2020 was beginning of COVID. So, it was before a lot of craziness happened. Or it was right in the middle. I don't know. It's all a blur, really, guys. So the quantum leap was going and getting approved, right? And then moving into this home, which the home was not 400, it was 300 something. And coming into this neighborhood and this reality and this shift. Now, something I haven't shared, at least I don't remember sharing at the time, was that when we were in the process of it all, and I'm just shocked, literally, like, went from like 30 to 45 days of like, we're gonna buy a house. Like, I had the thought hadn't even happened in our mind, like, that year. the beginning of the year. I mean, I had literally just started my business, and so my mind really had been focused on my business, not really on like, oh, let's move. And we knew we wanted to move into something that had more space, more yard, just a different neighborhood, a neighborhood we felt safe to walk in. And not that our neighborhood at the time was horrible, because it was still a nicer neighborhood than a lot of other neighborhoods. It just wasn't what we wanted anymore. And so now we're here, and everything just happened so perfectly. So our house sold, and we had to move out before, I forgot what date it was, but we were closing after the 30 days that we needed to be out. So that was making me feel anxious. But fortunately, it worked out where the owners were buying their home. It was vacant. So my realtor was like, oh, they've already moved out. Maybe we can do this arrangement where you pay a per diem to move in early before closing. And so I like the idea, because our other idea was going to put everything in storage, go into a hotel with the kids, all of us, while I still try to work at this time too. And so was really happy that didn't happen, because I don't even know how I would have handled working with, four other people in the room with me. Fortunately, the realtor was able to do that, and we got to move in a week early before closing. Now, when we were doing this and we're moving, I was so afraid that I was just going to be told, like, oh, just kidding. You actually are not approved and you can't move in, or you got to move out. And that thought was in my mind until we closed. And we closed, signed the paperwork, everything's great, all the money's transferred, paid. And every night, I think, I don't know how long it lasted, but it was a good while that I just kept thinking, like, okay, somebody's gonna come in here and tell me, like, oh, sorry, there was something wrong with your loan. You weren't actually approved and you have to move out and you gotta return all the money. Like, I have no idea why I kept thinking this, other than when you quantum leap, you are jumping realities. You are jumping into a time and space that you're not used to. Meaning, you're not used to the challenges. You're not used to the comforts. You're not used to what it is to be there, right? Like, that was something like going from a home from 140 to basically 350, that's a whole different neighborhood. That's a whole different shift. And of course, it was COVID time, so things were also completely different. But it was literally like going to the grocery store here and prices were different, that much of a shift. And I had all these thoughts, well, can we even afford to live here anymore? Can we actually afford this, right? These thoughts were coming in. So that's where I wanted to come in and talk to you guys about the pros and cons of quantum leaping, right? So the pros are obviously that you are having and living the reality that you want. You can see that what you're wanting to manifest is actually happening now, without it having to take the usual timeline. Maybe had we not done the quantum leap and shift then, it would have took another couple of years before we felt financially ready to purchase a home and to make a big leap. So like my mortgage payment doubled, and that too in my mind was like, can we actually afford this? And actually, every time we have a big shift like that, a big leap in what we have to pay. Like, we had to pay daycare for my son in 2021, my then youngest but now middle son. We had to pay for daycare, and I was like, how are we going to pay $850? There's a change happening in our finances where I was actually going to be making $400 less. And I'm like, how are we going to pay $850, and then we're losing $400 of our usual income monthly? Like, how is this gonna happen? And it just did. And this is why I always say money always expands. And really, when we shifted from doubling our mortgage payment, it actually didn't feel like anything. I wasn't stressed. I didn't feel stretched. And even now, as I'm working less and working in my business and making way less than I was making in my 9 to 5, money is still expanding. Money is still meeting our needs. And it does take a lot of practice in quantum leaping to feel comfortable to do these kind of changes because it doesn't always work. You might quantum leap into your reality and you might think of this in a time that you have, but you are not able to sustain it. And this can look like different things. So the pros about it is that you get to your goal faster, right? You don't have to wait 2 to 3 years to get that desired reality, right? For us, it took a month to get to that home once we started the process, and versus 2 to 3 years that it normally takes someone to buy a home and find a home. So that in itself, right? Well, then the cons are that you have harder life lessons. There's things that you cannot predict that you don't know or understand that's going to happen when you jump into this reality. So some of the things that we hadn't thought about and I didn't think about before moving here, before that quantum leap, and there's not going to be a way for you to know exactly what kind of challenges are going to arise when you do the quantum leap because it's not your reality. You don't know what you don't know. And so some of these are very simple. They're just like, oh, okay. And others are just like things that maybe I could have researched more just to have an understanding, but I didn't think of it. One of them was like, so my daughter was attending a school where she didn't have to pay for lunch because the whole school was deemed low income, even though we were not. And so she got free lunch and free breakfast. And so it wasn't something I ever thought about, but moving over here, it was something we had to start doing. It wasn't like a big wasn't a big thing. Like, I think it probably was like $200 a year for her lunches versus not paying them before. But that was one thing to think about. And then another thing was that utilities were a lot different. The water company charged a lot more here. And we had a $200 water bill when we had been paying like $40 before. And it wasn't the size of the house or that we were doing much different. It really was that water just costs more for whatever reason. And then really adjusting to that and kind of figuring out how much is it us, how much is it like just that things cost more. So those were some of the things that we hadn't thought about. And I feel like there's more challenges that have arisen, but I can't think of them at the top of my head. But that's what happens when you quantum leap, right? There is going to be challenges that come up that you might not be prepared for. And you may feel like, oh my God, I messed up. I don't know what I'm doing. And really, when you're finding yourself with new big challenges, you might actually be quantum leaping into the reality you want. But if you don't shift your energy from like, what am I doing to I can do this, if you're stuck in the what am I doing energy or I can't do this or this is too much, then you can't continue in that reality, right? Like, so to continue that shift. Now, if you believe in God, your angels, your higher self, you can think like, your higher self isn't going to keep you in a situation that it doesn't feel you can take on at the time. So just know, like you can overcome the challenges that come. They just might feel really heavy because you haven't built the capacity, you haven't built the mindset to overcome them at an easier way. And so if you are facing challenges, I'm not trying to minimize your challenges whatsoever because they are real, just like all the challenges we faced on this quantum leap. And I continue to face as I am working to quantum leap to my 100K business, things that, I hadn't thought about, like having a baby during this time and being an entrepreneur is a challenge in itself, trying to navigate it, trying to feel like, am I making enough time for everything? Am I making time for me? Am I making time for the kids? Is what I'm doing actually working? All of these thoughts and challenges that are coming, but at the end of it is really, are you happy? Are you happy with the change? And so, in order to be able to stay in the energy of the quantum leap you want to make, you have to step into the gratitude, you have to step into the joy, and you have to ask yourself, am I happy? And your higher self, source, God will help you through your challenges. Or, you might find yourself slipping back into your usual timeline. And so I feel like This episode can end up going longer and talking about other things, but I really want you guys to know that quantum leaping is literally collapsing time so that you can move forward in something that you are wanting to manifest. And it's not following the rules of time and space so that you can have what you are wanting now and sooner and faster. And while there is some cons to it, and it's important to know that there's some cons to it because I've never heard anyone talk about that before. And I've noticed it. And actually, my new coach, she recently talked about it after a few days of people saying some things. And I was like, oh, yeah, like I see that now. And I definitely wanted to share with you all that challenges do arise because challenges are going to happen regardless. It's just that when the challenges are your usual challenges that you're used to facing, you're not going to feel as stressed out about them. So, what to do about them? What to do about the new challenges when you're quantum leaping? Stick to your routine, stick to your grounding, find a time for yourself to meditate, to regulate yourself, regulate your system, and remind yourself that you can do this. You can overcome the challenge. And you can quantum leap into that reality that you want. So I did create a meditation. It's a separate episode for you all to be able to listen to it whenever you want without having to listen to this whole episode. But definitely check it out. Do it a few times. I'm doing a 21-day challenge with my coach. So you can always try to do that with yourself. If you have questions, send me a DM. If you are interested in working with me one-on-one, I am taking one-on-one clients. I have one more opening for this month, and each month I usually have about one or two openings. So if you are interested in coaching, schedule a discovery call with me. If you want to learn more about manifesting, continue to tune in to every episode. Next week, I will be talking about how to use love to manifest, to help ground yourself, to help keep you going. And you can also listen to the episode and how it can help you stay in a frequency of love so that you can quantum leap more easily and be able to manage those challenges. All right, y'all. I will talk to y'all on the next one. Thank you for listening to the Manifesting Latina podcast. Did you love today's episode? Please help us grow by leaving a review, sharing with a friend, or on your social media. Let's spread the abundance and fun of manifesting.